Namaskaram everyone and welcome back to the podcast. Today we have a dear Hatha Yoga teacher Tejisha Anna with us. Namaskaram Anna. So Anna is from Andhra Pradesh, specifically Nellore, right?
Nellore. Yes,
that is where he's conducting classes. So right now he's in Kochi because there's a 21-day Hatha Yoga program happening here in Kochi. So before we go into Anna's life, could you tell us about the 21-day Hatha Yoga program and which all programs you'll be covering?
Yes, Anna. So we are doing all the Hatha Yoga practice, Anna, from starting from Upayoga, Surya Shakti, Surya Kriya, Yogasana, Sangamartana, Bhuta Shuddhi, Jalaneti, Bhastrika,
okay.
Charmukhi,
okay.
So eye care practices. We are doing all of them. And we are offering Upayoga and Surya Shakti free of cost. So whoever wants to learn or review, they can come. And we also have a full day review session, which will cover all the Hatha Yoga practices. So if you have learned anything, you can simply come and you can get your practice corrected.
Okay, so how often does one need to go for a review? I think most people think once you attend, it's enough, right? Or do we?
No, it's better to get your practice reviewed. It varies from person to person. Some people, but if you have learned new, then maybe after a couple of months or 3 months, it's better you get your practice reviewed. But if you are doing it for a longer period, let's say 1-2 years you have been practicing,
okay,
then maybe a little longer, maybe 6 months, we can get your practice corrected. But it's very important that you get your practice corrected.
Okay, is it?
Even for any Hatha Yoga teacher also, doesn't matter whoever you are. It's very important because unconsciously we'll develop some wrong habits when you're doing. So it's better you get your practice corrected.
What are some of the wrong things you might have seen, like, or you yourself have come across, which we might not notice?
Generally, people adjust their practice when doing their in Parvatasana. They adjust their leg position.
Okay.
And especially arms, they don't keep the arms right.
Right.
Like many small things. It's like in each posture, we can show a correction.
Okay.
So mostly. So we cannot particularly say, okay this posture is like many people do it wrong. But we can, overall, we have to see, even person to person also it varies. For some people, some postures are difficult. For some other people, and so other postures are difficult. So we cannot exactly say which posture.
Okay. So where can people want to register, contact you or reach out? Is there an Instagram page? Or?
We have Instagram page. This is Shuddha Hatha Yoga. So we are like a group of four teachers. Shivasara Anna, and then me, Chetan Anna from Kanpur. And then Vijay Anna is also from Andhra Pradesh.
Right.
And Janavi Akka from Hosur. So we're all together, we're doing. So this time, Shivasarana is not teaching.
Okay.
So it's me, Chetan Anna, Vijay Anna, and Janavi. So we're all four are teaching this time. And we have a registration link as well. We can put it in the
description.
So they can just register. There is a registration form. They can put their name, all the details, and then they can choose what they want to learn. For correction session, everything that's mentioned there, they can register there.
Okay, awesome, Anna. So now less of yoga and we'll go into Tejishana's life a little bit.
Sure.
So now we would like to, the whole idea of this podcast is, you know, to get to know the Hatha Yoga teachers and the meditators, not only the asanas they do perfectly. So before the asanas and before Sadhguru came into your life, a little bit about your childhood and, you know, where you grew up and how was your life like? How are your breakups like? Or I'm just kidding, whatever you're comfortable in sharing.
Yes. So my whole childhood and schooling, everything went in Nellore. It all happened in Nellore. Nellore is in Andhra Pradesh. It's actually close to Tirupati and Chennai, if someone is not aware. And after schooling, till 12th, I was in Nellore. And then I did BCom.
Okay.
That is in Hyderabad.
Okay.
And then after BCom, I went to UK for MBA. I was not a bright student throughout the schooling or anywhere. So
could you tell a bit more about your schooling, how you were, why you what you used to do? And
in school, most of the time I used to, like, for me school is for games,
okay,
for sports. Go to school and then we always focused on okay, what is our team, okay, in the interval what we have to do. So we used to play different games like kabaddi, cricket, kabaddi, cricket, coco. And then
how hard is kabaddi? Is it very rough game or is it like more?
If you have never played, then it will be rough, okay. Rough for you. But we used to play on sand.
Okay.
So it's not, you know, even if you fall down, it won't be any issue. So but it was a very nice game. I used to enjoy.
Because that. I see sometimes this bites of pro kabaddi league and it looks very.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. But once you know how to play, you can handle it. It's not like a dangerous game or anything. So we had like a big ground. So we used to play different games. Even like there are like local games like Bajar Banti.
What is it?
It's like you take a ball and then you have two teams.
Okay.
And then you just simply hit. Pass the ball, okay, and then hit the other them. Person.
Oh yes, I have played.
You hit one person and you get 1 point, something like that. Okay. And seven links.
Seven
stones and then we hit.
Okay.
Like many games, it's not like one or two. We used to cover all. For us, it's like a sports school.
Okay.
So we used to focus less on studies. That's how all the schooling went on. And then right after schooling, intermediate was kind of restricted. I went to Narayana where there is no time for even, okay, not any college. We don't get time for sports.
Is it okay? But BCom, yeah, you will get, no? Or
yeah, BCom, yeah. But in intermediate, we couldn't get.
Oh, intermediate means that time 11th and 12th. Oh, okay.
11th and 12th in Andhra is okay. Intermediate. That's what we call. And after intermediate, I didn't pass intermediate.
Oh, okay.
So there was a long gap actually.
Right, right.
Kind of like 4 years gap after intermediate. I lost interest once.
May I ask why? Like, where you wanted to play or?
No, I never used to focus on studies.
Okay.
And then naturally, the chances of passing an exam are
less,
right? So I flunked in 12th, and then all the other friends, they just passed and then they went for engineering.
Were you okay with that feeling or were chill at that
time?
No,
I was not okay. Because suddenly you are the only person who was left behind and then all the other friends pass and then they go. And initially it will be like a confused kind of depression, you can say.
Right, right.
Like upset, I don't know what depression at that time. And then slowly you accept. I was not like focused, okay, now I need to go study and then pass. I was not thinking like that. I was like, okay, it's okay, fine, let me see what I can do. Because I was not at all focused in studies. I never enjoyed. I was good in maths, but other subjects like chemistry, physics were like an alien subject for me. So I couldn't even focus. There was no motivation even to go and then put some work and then pass that exam. But somehow I was just trying, just for the sake of attending exams, I used to go attend the exam. But finally, after 4 years, with some other people's help, not my own effort, okay, but some other people help, I could pass. And then I went to Hyderabad for BCom. And in this meantime, I was also going for cricket coaching.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
You were good at cricket?
Okay. Kind of. I wanted to go into that line. But that too didn't happen the way I, because there was not enough facilities in the coaching area.
Okay.
So, and I started late. It's not like I started in the teenage and then I was just like normal. So, person who plays in the gully and then
right.
So at around 20, some around that age, I went for the coaching, and even the coaches will not be encouraging so much.
Is it okay?
So for 1-2
coaching
years,
you're supposed to start very early, or
that will be an advantage, right?
Okay, yes.
So playing professionally is different. Playing in the gully
is different.
The whole game changes, right? How you play, how you approach, everything changes. So you have to learn everything from me. So and then I passed the exam and then
how did it feel after passing?
Oh, that was like a big achievement, as if I got selected for Indian team. Okay. You can say. And then I passed the exam and then I was thinking, okay, what to do next? Like, not engineering. I was not thinking about engineering. I just want to get into some course where there is not much pressure.
Was there pressure from home or nothing like
that? Home, little bit they will be, right? Okay. Because they'll also be under pressure, like, what is my son doing, not studying, other people, they're not doing well. Obviously, people will ask, what is your son doing? Then, obviously, they will be under pressure, right? Kind of. So, I want to do something which is easy for me. Okay. I don't want to do anything difficult. So, I chose BCom. BCom. And then I chose to go out of city. So I just want to be in a different environment, in different city, like kind of a different exposure, right?
Mm.
So I went to Hyderabad and then I did BCom. And there also, when I went to Hyderabad, I was looking which college has a bigger ground.
Oh, is it okay?
So that was like one of the important.
So which college you got with the big ground?
There was a college named Keshav Memorial Degree College. They have big ground. So that was a very nice ground. I can play something here. And then I went and I was, BCom was easy for me. Because you already learn maths. BCom maths is kind of it's like school kind of maths.
Okay.
It's not too deep, so it was easy for me, and then I was not focusing. It's okay, easy. I can just do it
right.
In the last few days, and then I finished BCom 3 years, and then there was again drama in the last year.
What happened?
In couple of subjects again I plugged.
Oh, is it? Okay.
In accounting. I was never focused, even if I know the subject, I just flip the pages in the last before day, and then I just try to go and pass. So I flunked in a couple of subjects, and then I applied for a recorrection in Kandak. And then I got a result, and again it said, I didn't go and check the result. My friend was going there into the university to check the results. Okay. I asked him, he said, anyway, I'm going, I'll go and check for your number and then you don't have to come, because I was staying slightly far away from that place. So he went and then he checked, he said, oh, you still, there's one subject need to do. So I thought, okay, fine, let me just do it. And then I paid for the exam, and then I went to my college to collect the hall ticket.
Hmm.
And then I went there, I went to the office room and I said, I applied for this one, I want to take my hall ticket. And they said, okay, wait a minute. And then he went and checked, we don't have your hall ticket here.
Yeah.
He said, no, it should be, sir, because I paid the fees, please check again. And then it's okay, what is your name? He then went to the register and opened, checked. You passed all the subjects. You passed all the subjects. Why do you want to write again? I said, I don't know what to say. I said, okay, fine. He said, you wait here. Let me get your certificate. And then he went inside and then he got the certificate for me.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, fine. And then I called my father and said, okay, I'm already passed. I don't have to appear for the exam. He said, you didn't even check that one. And he was scolding me, but I'm happy. At least I don't have to appear for the exam. So like that, I wasted 6 months.
So why did that happen? The friend?
I don't know, something, maybe he didn't check properly or maybe.
So 6 months were like that. Okay.
Yeah. I was not worried about 6 months. I was like, okay, fine. Happy.
Fine. We are going to write an exam. You got it passed.
At least in the certificate, it will not show 1 year extra. Yeah. Like that. So I was happy. Okay. I passed. 3 years, I could finish it. And then I was actually planning to do MBA right after that. And then, then I started preparing for IELTS, which is like English course, which you have to pass if you have to apply for the master's in outside India. So I was preparing for that, and then I continued, and then I think first time I got a decent score in the IELTS,
okay.
Something like 6.5, which is like a decent. So and then I got admission, and then I went to UK, and then that feeling was something different. Going outside India, and I was very nervous even in the airport, leaving all my, like my parents, my friends all came to give me a send off. And then kind of I was very nervous. I don't know what kind of feeling was that. Kind of excitement and then nervousness. And then I went, my friend is already there. He did MS in UK. And then, so I called him, I said, okay, I'm coming there, and then said, and the place where I got admission is that is close to my friend's place.
Okay.
So he came to London and then picked me up.
He just let the train pass. There's a train. So, yeah, we have a nice train going here, guys. So we just let it go. You know, actually, while taking your before taking a podcast, I thought when you talk about studies, you will say like, you know, I got first in every, because you are like,
No. Wherever I go in school, people think I am like a topper, kind of thing, and then figure out later that I am not a topper. When I used to get from, if you have to see my name, you have to go from the bottom. So that is the kind of person I am.
Yes, Anna. So UK, you are telling.
So my friend came, and then he helped me to find accommodation, to show the university and everything. So it was a kind of a different world for me.
Okay.
Different country, different people, climate is different, city is different, everything is different.
Right,
it was
a
kind of a new place. Mm. And then everything was nice. But one thing I didn't like was I went first day to my college, then the big auditorium, where they introduction class.
Right.
And I look around, and then I see out of 190 people are Indians. And then I think, okay, where did I come again? I came all the way here again to see the same face. It was okay. Maybe a few Pakistanis,
right,
and then a few Europeans. It was nice. That's how it went.
So how were those 2 years in UK? Like, how were you able to manage?
It was one year course.
Okay.
It's a full time course, but the master's is only 1 year in UK.
Okay.
So it's not like you have a full day schedule where you go in the morning and then you stay there till evening.
Okay.
It's completely different there. You'll have sessions schedule as per your subjects.
Okay.
So whatever subjects you choose. So it will be scheduled, and then you just have to go at that time, and then you can come out of the campus.
Okay.
So you, according to that, you can choose the part-time job as well.
Okay.
So that's how it goes. It was nice. The teaching will be different. How they approach, they don't give you all the information. They'll just give you some introduction.
Okay.
They'll give you some information, and then they'll ask you to go study
on
your own. Whatever you have to do, it's on your own. You have to Google, and then there will be some databases, the access to some databases. Mm-hmm. You can go in and you can extract all the studies, all the journals and everything. You have to do your own study. So that's a different kind of learning. Instead of simply open the textbook and then go through the subject, you'll have to find out, you'll have to study, you have to learn on your own. Books, there'll be some recommended books, and then journals you have to search on your own, and then see what is the relevant journal, relevant study you have to that is a different thing. I like that kind of study instead of simply rote, what we do in India, so I like that one. And then it was good. I used to work part-time.
Okay.
And then that was the first time I am working. So you earn for yourself. You're not completely depending on your parents. So
what are the kind of jobs that is available to one, like restaurants?
Mostly, yes. Yeah. Kind of Burger King, McDonald's.
Burger King, okay.
Burger King, okay. McDonald's.
Okay.
Subway. So
right.
Mostly these kind of jobs. And some other, maybe apparel brands will be there, no?
Right, right.
Like something Adidas, something whatever.
So are we able to save from that money, or we have to pay taxes over there? Like, how does that work?
There won't be, because if you can only work 20 hours a week.
Every week.
Every week.
Okay.
So you don't have to pay much taxes if you're paying, if you're working only 20 hours.
Okay.
You don't get such money that you have to pay taxes. So whatever you're earning, you'll save. There'll be some charges for your medical and everything. They'll be deducting some amount, not much. But rest everything you will save.
Save,
all the rents and everything you'll spend in that. You don't have to pay taxes. Once you start, if you have a summer break, there'll be two breaks in a year. At that time, you can work extra hours.
Okay.
Up to 40 hours per week.
Oh, okay.
So at that time, you'll have to pay taxes.
Pay taxes. Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, we were sharing houses, like 3-4 people sharing. Initially I was just having one separate room for myself. Then you'll have to pay more. So once you start sharing one room with two other people, one, two people, then you don't have to pay much. Then you can save and then
So after studying over there, did you get into a job over there, or were you...
I continued after 1 year. And here again, there was one drama.
What happened? I forgot to ask. Did you flunk or did you?
Yes.
Okay.
So we had an examination, final examination we'll have, right? So I was just going out of my house with my roommate, and then it was like there was like two doors.
Okay.
My main door, it was first floor.
Okay.
Main door is there. And then there's one more door, which is like main entrance for the building.
Okay.
So there's a lock for the my house door.
Okay.
Okay. We didn't take that one.
Oh, okay.
We left it inside.
Right.
And then I was thinking the other person too. And that person thought I took the key. And then we closed the door. We came down. We have to open the main door from inside.
Huh.
We don't have the key.
Okay.
We don't have the. We cannot go inside the inside our house.
Okay.
We cannot go outside.
Okay.
And the exam starts in 15-20 minutes.
Oh my God! Okay.
And I sat down there. Okay. Again.
Same thing.
Again, I think I'm going to do extra time.
Right.
I have to. And then somehow I was like, I was upset at that time.
Right.
And then we called the owner, and somehow that person. Oh, and there was one more person, one more portion on the ground floor. So I guess we knocked them, and then they opened the door, and then they opened.
Oh, they opened now.
They opened, and then we went for the examination.
Right.
Like, God, thank you. At least I didn't flunk anything here. I passed, but that was like a twist. And then right after that 1 year. So I continued in that Burger King. I was working in Burger King, and I continued in that job for one more year. And I had after 1 year, we get 2 years of work permit.
Okay.
So I just did 1 year, and then I came back home. I didn't even try for any proper job. My thought was always to come back to India. Just stay there for some time and then come back. So I came back. Even I had one more year left. I could have stayed, but I came back.
Most people like to stay, no? What brought you?
Yeah, like I never wanted to do a job, like long term. I want to do some business, probably in India, obviously.
Yeah.
So I was thinking in that way. So I came back to India, and then I had many plans, but nothing went as I planned. And then I was also I used to watch Osho's video.
Okay.
And then my friend introduced me to Sadhguru. We used to watch some videos. At that time, Sadhguru videos were very short. And then when was that?
Which year is it?
Yeah. 2012 maybe.
At that time, shorts were there, reels.
Not short, not like that.
Okay, but 2 minutes like that.
Two, maybe 5 minutes, but it was like incomplete videos. You see video and then it's like, okay, what is next? What do Sadhguru explains something and then what is next? He doesn't say anything. And like, oh my God, he always like, I used to think, always incomplete videos Sadhguru makes. And then I want to do yoga. I want to learn some yoga. My friend was saying, don't simply learn some random people. They simply teach something and it might lead to injuries or something. I was also, yes, maybe he was right. And then I was waiting for some right source. And then I was interested in spirituality. I was not doing anything.
Right.
Meditation, nothing. Right. I was not doing. I want to learn yoga. And then suddenly someday I go to my aunt's place and then I see a flyer, Suri Kriya, Sadhguru. I see Sadhguru picture and then, oh my God, I want to learn. And then I call that person.
Yeah.
And then this one meditator whose name is Dharmendra, he organized that Suri Kriya class. Okay. He invited one teacher from Hyderabad.
Okay.
Teacher is Deepaka.
Deepak, okay.
Deepaka, and she came to Nellore and then they did the Suri Kriya class. And then I attended that class.
Okay.
So that was my first introduction to Isha.
Okay.
And then I learned, even in that program, one day I couldn't go to the class.
Oh.
That was because my friend and me went out to some place. We were supposed to come back. Mm. But due to some reason, we couldn't come back on time. We came late. So I immediately went to the class and then I waited for the class to finish. And then I said, Akka, I couldn't come because of so and so reason. Please allow me. I can come maybe tomorrow morning in some other session. And then Akka said, okay, fine, you come. And then she allowed me to the class. Yeah, and then I finished that Suri Kriya class. And then I never practiced it at home.
Oh, okay. You did it and you...
I did it and then... And one more thing is, I had an ankle injury, minor injury, which used to bother me. Every time I get up in the morning, there used to be some tightness and soreness in my ankle. So after 2-3 days of Suri Kriya session, that disappeared.
Okay.
Yeah, that was like magic for me. Oh, something is happening. And then but I didn't practice even after that. And then that they explained to me about inner engineering during the session. I thought, okay, I have to do inner engineering, but it was not happening in Nellore. So I went to Hyderabad and then registered. I did 7-day inner engineering program. I stayed at my friend's place. Yeah, my friend's place. And then I went 7 days and I did Shambhavi. And I came back. Again, I was not practicing.
Okay.
I liked the practice and everything I wanted to do, but something like, there was no commitment. There was no motivation. I was simply learning and then I was not practicing. And then Dharmendra Anna told me about 21 day Hatha Yoga.
Oh, okay.
And that was in 2016. So I did this Hatha Yoga, Suri Kriya, and then IE around 2015-16. So in 2016, that Anna told me about 21 day and then registered for that. And then I went for the 21 day program. Actually, before that, I took a job in Hyderabad.
Oh, is it?
No. I applied for 21 day, and then I applied for a job, and then I got a job in Hyderabad.
Okay.
And before I went for the job, I told them that this actually my friend referred this job. And before I went, I told them, okay, there's a 21 day program I have to attend. This is very important for me. So I need a 21 day break. Before even I went for the job, I told them this is like a condition. Because he knows that the company, so they said, okay, fine, you can come. I went for the job and then I took a break and went for the 21 day program. I came back and then I resigned the job.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like immediately or after some hiatus?
Oh, 1-2 days, I guess.
Oh. What happened in the 21 day program?
Nothing happened. Okay. Actually, I was not so much involved in the jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I did another job as well. Before that, I did one job as a marketing executive, like full kind of marketing managerial kind of a job, where I have to take care of all the sales leads, generating leads, and then doing the sales pitch, everything you have to do, which I didn't enjoy. I was doing that, but I didn't enjoy that job much. And then I left the job after like few months. I left the job. And then when I came to this job, again, same kind of a profile. So I was not so much excited. Just because I want to do something, I was just trying to find some job. And then after I did 21 day, I also came to know that I can volunteer in the ashram and I can spend time in the ashram. Right. So I went back to Hyderabad and I said, I don't want to continue. And they said, okay, fine. I resigned the job. And then I came back to ashram.
Okay.
To volunteer. Right. I came for the in the lap of the master.
Okay.
And then I went to the Hatha Yoga school. During that, in the lap of the master, I met some teacher. I said, I want to volunteer for the school for the whole duration of the teacher training. So they said, okay, fine, you come and then you meet so and so person. So I went and then I met and then I registered for the program to volunteer. So and that is when my journey started.
Okay.
Even after 21 day Hatha Yoga program, I was not practicing again.
Oh, is it?
Same thing. So I learned but not practicing. Right. So I went to the ashram. I was thinking at least if I am staying in the ashram, I can practice.
Right.
Because there's a support system in the ashram, right? Everyone is practicing. So I went to the ashram and then I started volunteering for the Hatha Yoga teacher training. And then I started practicing as well.
Okay.
I liked Angamardana very much. And then I started Shambhavi and other practice also I was doing. I could clearly see the difference, how it feels without doing practice, you start a day. Mm. How it feels when you do a practice and then you start a day. When I do Shambhavi, and then I start, even if I'm going to my workplace, this can some kind of an energy. It's like somebody is pushing you.
Mm.
That kind of an energy was there. When I don't do Shambhavi, I'm dragging my body. I could notice the difference clearly when I started practicing. Before that, I was never aware of this difference or anything, because once I started Shambhavi and Angamardana, I could clearly see the difference, the energy levels I had when I'm doing the practice. So, like small things, but I could notice. And then I was doing the activity as well. Activity starts at around 8:30 something.
Okay.
And then usually in Hatha Yoga school, it's intense activity. So you start the day with kitchen activity, where you go, you cut the vegetables, you do salad, and then what other. And then you have to set up the dining hall. And then you serve them. And then again, you have to wind up. So it's like you start at 8:30 till the time you serve and then you wind up. It'll be 11 o'clock, something like that. Not 11, 11:30.
P.M.
No. 11:30 a.m.
Okay.
First brunch.
Okay.
Brunch happens right. Two batches, right? Right. 10:45. And then 11:30 you finish, you eat, and then you wind up and everything. And then immediately after 1 o'clock is the snack time. And then again you have to go and then do the preparation for the snack. If you have to cut vegetables, you have to cut vegetables in the kitchen, or else if the fruit is like a watermelon, then you carry it and then you cut it in front of them and then you serve. And then right after that, you get maybe 1-2 hours gap, and then again you have to go at around 3:30, something like that. You have to go and then again you have to start preparing for the evening dinner. It's a good intense experience, but I always used to think only practice is the sadhana.
Okay.
What we do, Surya Kriya, Angamardana, Asanas, that is the sadhana. All this activity is just for you to stay in the ashram, you have to do all this volunteering activity, and then in the time you get, you do the sadhana. But from initial days, the teachers explain you, no, this is also part of the sadhana. Activities also sadhana, and then they play some Sadhguru videos explaining what is volunteering, how can you use this volunteering as a sadhana. But still, in your mind, you cannot accept it. I mean, you always focus on doing, okay, I want to do Angamardana, I want to do this practice, that practice. It's not easy to accept volunteering as a sadhana initially.
Yeah, true.
Because, you know, volunteering, you'll have to work with different people.
Definitely.
You're not just doing it on your own.
Right.
If you're doing sadhana, you're doing it on your own. Nobody is involved in it. But if you're doing volunteering, there are 4-5 people, 10 people around you. You'll have to work with them. Different people, different mentalities.
Yeah.
You have to know how to communicate with them, how to work with them. There are many challenges. It's not like straightforward thing where you can simply go and then everybody is coming and welcoming you. There are many challenges. And even during that volunteering period, we didn't have enough volunteers initially.
Okay.
And the coordinator was also, they will have another task as well. Not just our activity. They'll be involved in some other activity.
Right.
In the hall and other aspects of the training, so they'll not be with us all the time. So they'll just say what we have to do, and then we have to manage it on our own.
Mm.
So initially it was very difficult. Saravananna was there. He was a coordinator for us, and for that, and also that was the first year, I guess.
Okay.
I was not sure. Maybe one or second year. I guess I remember it was first year for him as well. So initially he used to come once in a while, like important periods.
Okay.
Before the setup, he'll come and then check, okay, what is the status of the setup, how we are doing in the kitchen. He used to come and check. It was a very difficult thing actually. Why? Because, you know, you don't have enough time.
Mm.
You finish cutting, sometimes the cutting will not be done.
Right.
The setup time is approaching.
Yes.
And then you'll have to run to the setup. Few of you have to go to the setup and then start the setup, start laying the mats and everything. And then some of us, one or two people, have to go and carry all the food, all the hot packs and everything. So you are doing multiple jobs.
Right.
You have only like 2-3 hours time. Starting from 8:30, 1.5 hours exactly, precisely saying, 1.5 hours, 8:30 to 10. So in this 1.5 hours, you have to do the kitchen job, you have to take the cooked items and then carry it and then place it in the bhiksha hall where we serve. And again, you have to transfer the food into the buckets. And then meantime, someone has to do the hall setup, sweeping, and then make sure everything is clean. So like multiple activities at the same time, and all of us are new.
Right. Okay.
And kind of sometimes you'll be in a panic state.
Ah.
It's only 15 minutes left. There's so much things that needs to be done. All the food items are not transferred into the buckets. Everything is in the bucket. People are there coming. So it'll be like chaos kind of a thing. And Anna was also, after 1 week, Anna fell sick, I guess.
Oh, okay.
He was not well. And then Swami came and then he said, you'll have to manage on your own. He's like, Swami, how can we manage on our own? This is impossible. No, you can do it.
Huh.
It's like in the middle of the ocean, you don't know where to, which side to swim. That was a kind of situation. And then they also made me kind of in charge,
okay.
Not officially, but you take care of these things.
Right.
And then it was a very difficult thing for me. And then slowly, after somehow managing for 1 week, 1-2 weeks, and then we understood, okay, how to manage.
Mm. Got the flow of the thing.
Flow, yeah, because usually when you're doing one activity, you don't think about other activity.
Mm.
You finish and then you go, and then there's lot of pending things that needs to be done,
right?
And then you'll be in panic,
right?
Because there's so much thing that you have to do.
Right.
Now when you get used to it, when you're cutting, you know what are the other parallel things that needs to be done.
Right.
You can go and check, you can ask somebody to go, please Anna, go and check what is the status of it, and or else you can go and check. So you'll get used to it. Every aspect of this volunteering. And I understood, okay, what kind of an intensity. When you're doing that activity, you know, you don't think about anything.
Right.
You're just focusing on that activity. You don't have time, you don't have energy to even to focus on other things. You just focused on one. Even when you're practicing your Hatha Yoga, you'll not be so focused.
Right, right.
You'll be so focused in the activity that you'll forget about every other things. You're just focused on the volunteering activity. That is one thing you can notice. Many people will have a resistance for volunteering, but that is something that everybody needs to go through. You should not try to escape from that activity. Be as intense as possible. That is one thing will break many restrictions. I mean, what is the kind of word we asked him uses?
Limitations.
Yeah.
I was thinking, why is Anna not over?
Yeah. Same words you hear all the time, right? So you can break many limitations.
I thought you broke a limitation of using limitation by using restriction.
Yes. Yeah. So that was a good experience.
This is very true what you said, because it took me a long time to understand, you know, because I also used to, while internally volunteering also, after some time I used to go and do my sadhana.
Yeah,
it took me a while to see that, you know, that activity itself is a kind of sadhana.
Yeah.
Like, even seeing Sadhguru videos, I see them, but it has not yet come in my experience where doing the activity had become sadhana.
What happens is, if you are just like a team member, you don't have the responsibility of making sure something happens.
Yeah. True.
Let's say I give you an activity and you are responsible to make sure that it happens. And you don't have an option to think about something else.
Right.
You cannot think, okay, I have to go and do my sadhana. I have to do this and that. You don't have that luxury of thinking like that.
Yeah.
You have to make sure that it happens.
Yeah.
If you are just a team member, maybe you can say, Anna, I finished this activity. Mm. I want to go do my sadhana.
Right.
And then you can go.
Right.
But as a... if you take the responsibility of making sure that the one activity happens, then it's a different. The intensity is at a different level. So that helped me. Even I, somehow, grace of Sadhguru, I was pushed into that. So that helped me initially to see what volunteering is. But still, I was thinking, okay, I need to do my sadhana, physical sadhana that we have to do. But still I was doing volunteering intensely. It was a very good experience. And then I did volunteering for the whole duration. That was a very good experience. And then second year again I came.
Okay.
2017 again I came for the volunteering. Same activity. Same intensity. Can say, this time in 2016, I have to share something,
right?
In 2016, the intensity was so much, you always feel like you want to take a break. Somehow you look for a break, maybe I can. We found Guru Puja happening, Guru Puja training happening for 4 days.
Right.
So we thought, okay, we can go and then attend the Guru Puja training so that we can relax for 4 days. Not because we want to learn Guru Puja, we can relax for 4 days.
Right.
And then me with some two other annas who are part of the volunteering, we said, okay, fine, let's apply for that one and then we can go. And even many trainees were also going for the program, because during the training they go for the programs like BSP, Shunya, and then whatever programs are happening, they have the option to apply for them apply for the program and attend. So we applied and then we went there, and then I found out it is much more torturous than the volunteering. And I found it's much more torturous than BSP. You go there thinking that you just have to sit down and then simply learn Guru Puja chant. You go there and then you start chanting. They'll ask you to chant, and then chanting goes on and on and on. There's no break. You are going to the Bhiksha hall, you have to chant. You only during the eating, during when you eat, you don't have to chant. Once you finish, again you have to start chanting. It's like I was checking how many more days I have to chant so that I can go back to volunteering. And that was another intense experience. There's nothing in the ashram which is not intense.
Intense, true.
Everything is intense. Unless you escape from it.
Yeah.
If you participate fully, then everything is intense.
True. Even for me, I think it was only during Bhavaspandana volunteering when we were very short of people that the coordinator said, please don't sneak and go do your sadhana.
Okay, yes, yes.
So, when one day sadhana didn't happen, I realized I'm still very happy and joyful and, you know,
peaceful.
That's when I realized, okay, the volunteering we do or any activity we do can also be a sadhana. Yes. So great, Anna. So from there, how did you decide to become a Hatha Yoga teacher? And
I had interest in Hatha Yoga to become a teacher, but I was not so much. I was not very sure about should I do or not. It was there in my mind. Okay, maybe I can also do if there is an opportunity. And then in 17 also, 2017, I came for the volunteering. I did the same, supporting the dining activity. I did the volunteering for the 2017 as well. And then I went home, and then my father asked me, if you want to do the training, you can do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Once I actually spoke to my mother that there is a training which happens, and it costs so much at that time. I guess 6 lakh something, and then I just said not. And then later on, somehow I guess my mother spoke to my father, and then my father asked, "Okay, if you want to do, you can do."
So they were okay with the concept. I'm just asking. Sorry for interrupting. They were okay with the concept of you going to a guru and the yoga, because usually people face a lot of this thing, no?
They were okay. Yeah. I don't know what they were thinking at that time.
Okay.
They were not saying no, you should not go or anything like that. They were fine. I was going. Let's see, they didn't say anything.
No, they didn't.
They were fine.
Okay.
They were fine. I was going. I was going 6 months, they know, 5-6 months I go and then I come back. They were okay.
They were okay.
They were okay.
Even the first time you went also, they were okay.
Yeah, they were okay.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They didn't say anything. And then my parents said, I can go attend the program as a.
I think what you're telling is a dream for many people. It doesn't happen like that.
yes. Yeah, and then I said, yeah, okay, fine. And then I'll attend. And then I applied, and then 2018, I attended the program.
Okay.
And I thought it would be nice. I can go simply go do sadhana, do
right,
practice.
Right. And you're volunteering, now you're the participant.
Yeah, uh-huh. Now I'm the participant. And you'll have that kind of... familiarity. You're not like a new person who comes and then doing the, you know what happens, not everything, especially you know what happens outside,
behind
the dining, what happens in the dining, serving, everything you know. In the hall, you know only certain aspects, not much. You don't get time to see what happens in the hall when you are volunteering outside. Certain aspects you can see, you can notice what happens. The transformation that happens in the participants, how they are when they come at the beginning of the training and then how they are at the end of the training. You can see the transformation. That will motivate you to be part of the program. So I went to the program, and then it was a different kind of an experience. It's intense again. Doing practice is not just about the training is not just about doing practice.
Okay.
So there are like notes, you have to memorize notes, you have to recite them, and there are like you have to go through tests, you have to teach particular practices what they ask you to do. That was a very difficult thing for me. Memorizing again, if you see, I know. So I was not good at memorizing. Uh-huh. Even at school and college, whatever I know, I used to write.
Right.
I never put effort to memorize and then write it in the examination. So I never did that. So memorizing is something very alien for me. So now first time that I have to memorize and then exactly recite, and this is a very very new thing, and there was a lot of resistance for me, and it was not easy for me as well. So somehow I finished the training.
Yeah.
2018.
Was Sadhguru there when you got the?
Yes, okay. Yes. Sadhguru was there. For the closing, Sadhguru was there. It was a different experience. It's, if somebody can afford, I would say you should. Now anyway, Sadhana Pada is there. It's right. A kind of equally intense program. I haven't gone through Sadhana Pada, but I heard people saying it's a very intense program. So if someone has time, either they should attend Sadhana Pada or teacher training.
Okay.
Something will transform your life forever, you can say. Yeah. And then, because I didn't do the training to teach. That was not my primary objective. So, because anyway, I went through the training. Sadhguru says you should not say no to anyone who comes to you to learn practice.
Okay.
So I was just teaching people who contacted me, people around me. So I was just teaching like part time. When people ask me, I used to teach. That's all. And then again in 2019, I went to the ashram. And this time I volunteered as a teacher.
Okay, okay.
So this is a different experience again.
Right, right.
So as a teacher, being in the hall, how to support the trainees. That was a different experience again. Keeping yourself aside and then trying to see how best you can do to the trainees. Because this is a period where this is a training, so you can say this teacher training is something which will transform people. So it is very important how you give yourself completely as a volunteer, so that the trainees experience it completely. So it went very, very well. I can say it's again a transformation, even to volunteer for the whole duration. It's like a transformation for people who volunteer for the program.
Yeah, so it would happen in the Adiyogi Alayam, right? So,
yes,
so many participants.
Yes, yes, in the Adiyogi Alayam.
So, coming back from there and after volunteering, how did you decide to start in Nellore? Yeah. Or
this time I was just teaching part-time.
Okay.
I had a small place next to my house. This is my uncle's place, which was empty, vacant. So I was just taking classes. And then now, there was some resistance even to take classes for me. I was just taking classes just for the sake of somebody asking me, I was just taking class. But I was not, there was a resistance again to take class. And then I want to come out of this resistance. This whole sadhana is about coming out of resistance, whatever the resistance you have. Sadhana is about coming out of it. So I had this in my mind that I want to teach this intensely, like a full time. For a certain period at least, so that I can come out of this resistance. And then I was speaking to Shivasara, and he was talking about teaching a 21-day program. Like, oh, Anna, I cannot do, like, I'm not comfortable teaching. I said, it's okay, no problem, you just simply come, we'll see, we'll teach. He was encouraging me to come and then do the classes. And I was saying, yes, I'll come. I was just trying to escape. I'll come next time. I was saying something like that. And then And then finally, I decided, okay, Anna, I'll do. He was teaching in Hosur. So I was supposed to go there, but some reason I couldn't go there. And then when Kochi happened, Kochi, when he started, when he told me that we can do in Kochi, I said, okay, fine. Let me just do it without thinking anything. I said, okay, fine. Tell me whatever I need to do, I'll just do. Wherever you tell me, I'll just come. Finally, I decided, okay, let me just go and involve myself in teaching completely. And then we went around. I went to his place, and then we went to Namakkal. We visited some temples. And then we went to the Devi temple in Namakkal. It was a very beautiful experience. And then finally we came to Kochi. We were supposed to come a little early, 1 month in advance, and then start all the preparation for the classes. But still we came 2 weeks early. And then now we are doing 21 days, as Shivasarana said. We are doing a 21 day program where we want to offer all the Hatha Yoga practices,
right,
from Upayoga till Surya Shakti, Surya Kriya, Asana, Sangamardana, Bhuta Shuddhi, Jaraniti, as I said, everything. So then what happens, you know, most of the time, as I learned initially, I do the practice, I learn practice, and then I don't go home and then continue.
Yeah, cool.
So if we can give them like one long period of learning and then practicing, and then it could become like a platform for them where they can go home and then continue their practices. So we want to give the give them 21 days of experience, and then once they learn the practice, you know, when they practice it for a few days, we can give them more corrections.
Mm, right.
It's not that we teach them practice and then they have to go and then. So it will also help them. So they can also learn many practice, not just like one Surya Kriya you learn and then you go. So we can give them kind of a 21 days ashram experience.
Mm-hmm.
In ashram where 21 days you practice, you learn and then you practice, right? So here also they can learn and then they can practice for 21 days.
So they learn one practice and they get time to practice.
Yes, yes, okay, that's okay. What. You can also learn and then you can go. We designed this 21 day in such a way that you can practice and then you can just go home.
Okay.
Or else you can practice and you can continue. Even if you don't want to learn other practices, you can continue. We are giving them that opportunity.
Okay.
It's not that you have to learn all the practice.
Right, right. Okay.
You learn Surya Kriya, you don't want to learn other practice, you can just continue with us.
Okay.
And then learn and then continue doing the practice for the 21 days.
Okay.
Or you want to learn some other practice, asanas also. You can learn two practice and then you can continue.
That will be a tight schedule. How is that scheduled?
From 6 o'clock, the session will go till 8:30.
Okay.
So that is when we teach.
Okay.
Upayoga. We start with Upayoga. So this is like 21 day schedule. And then we 2 days we teach Upayoga, and then Surya Kriya, Surya Shakti, and then asanas come, and then later on Angamardana, Bhuta Shuddhi. These all all small practice will come in at the end. So we also have sessions from 9 o'clock.
Okay.
9 to 11:30.
Okay.
So we teach Surya Kriya. So those who want to learn just Surya Kriya, they can come for this session.
Okay.
9 o'clock, and then they can learn and then they can go.
Right.
And again after Surya Kriya, 4 days of Surya Kriya.
Okay.
And we'll have asanas as well.
Right.
So they can either attend morning session, morning 6 o'clock session.
Okay.
If not possible, they can come at 9 o'clock.
Right. Okay.
If that is also not possible, they can come at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
If that is also not possible, they can come at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
So, because many people, housewives, they cannot come early in the morning. They might come at 9 o'clock, or they might come, 3 o'clock be the right time for them.
Right.
Because at 3 o'clock, there will be nothing for them to do at home, right? So, or maybe at 5:30, 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the evening. So, we want to make sure everybody. From different lifestyles, from job people, from housewives, or business people. We don't want to say no to anybody.
Mm.
They can choose.
Right.
And we also have Suri Shakti, free Suri Shakti, 3-hour session that is happening on 18th, where we teach whole Suri Shakti practice, free of cost.
Right.
So they can simply come one day, they can choose a session, either morning, there we have 2 sessions in the morning, 2 sessions in the evening. So they can choose one session and they can come and learn. Right.
Great, great. Yeah. That's a very tight thing.
Yeah. And Upayoga also they can come.
Yeah.
From 20th, 20 and 21, they can come for Upayoga and they can learn.
And practice correction, when is that happening?
That is on 19th. 19th. From morning to evening.
Okay, almost everything we can get.
Yes, everything. All the hatha practices.
Okay.
So we can correct.
Awesome, Anna. So thank you for coming on the podcast.
Thank you.
I really appreciate it. I hope, you know, a lot of people come and attend the program with you after listening to your journey. And 21 days, it's a very great thing, because even some of my friends' programs happen, they do it, they're not able to continue it, because, you know, sitting with people and doing it is one thing, and going back home without any support is another thing.
Yes, yes.
So I hope, you know, they also come and attend it, and hopefully many people also replicate this 21-day program in, you know, the local centers.
Mm-hmm.
So now, is there something that I forgot to ask you, or something that you would like to leave the audience with before we end the podcast?
We're also offering, as I mentioned before, the practice correction session, review and correction. We are offering it free of cost. So those who are in Kochi, surrounding the Rotary Bal Bhavan is Panampele Nagar. So whoever is there surrounding that area who can come, they can simply come and get their practice corrected. They don't have to pay anything. Because you never know, practice corrections is something that people ignore.
Right.
So they can make use of this program and they can attend this. For the volunteers who are in Kochi, they can come to this program.
So thank you so much, Anna. Thank you. So please follow Anna's page, Shuddha Hatha Yoga. Do you have a personal page also, or Shuddha Hatha Yoga is only?
Shuddha Hatha Yoga as of now. You'll see more, maybe website, everything. We'll do more. So this is just a starting for us. So we are planning to do at multiple locations, in Bengaluru, Hosur, in Andhra Pradesh as well, in my place, and in Tamil Nadu we are planning. And we are also planning to go out of India.
Wow.
So let's see how it goes, and we'll keep you updated.
So I wish you all the success, and the team also all the success in their journey. So please, guys, share this video with your Isha meditator friends, or non-Isha meditator if they want to do a Hatha Yoga program, so that they can contact Shuddha Hatha Yoga. And if you like the video, please subscribe to the channel and leave a thumbs up. So namaskaram. Namaskaram. So before we end the podcast, I just want to reach out to all the volunteers or meditators who are supporting the local centers in Kochi or Kerala, anywhere. If you find it hard to, you know, do the Hatha Yoga programs, it will be a huge discount for you guys. So please reach out to shuddha.hattayoga. They are really trying to support the local center volunteers. Even if you do not have even a little money, please reach out to Shuddha Hatha Yoga. We would love to see how to support you in still making the the programs happen for you. So just be willing to make it happen for yourself, and it will be made happen to you. And also, I would like to just reach out to my other subscribers and audience from the rest of parts of India or other parts of the world, that, you know, I'm organizing a Kalari Pait workshop with my friend Dawn. I've been learning Kalari for some time, so this, I have made it in such a way so that you get an introduction to Kalari, at the same time you can do your practices and also have some fun traveling here in Kerala with me. I'll be firstly with you guys for the entire duration of the trip. I'll leave the itinerary in the description below. If you like the itinerary, do reach out to me. It's a very small itinerary, and it's very small, and what you call it, I've kept it very personal. I'm just taking three persons, that's it, because I want to be personally there during the entire time. So if you feel this is something that you can make use of, guys, please reach out to me. So take care, and do subscribe to the channel if you can. That would really, really help me a lot. Thank you.